The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Chavov. We discussed in the previous shir the Gemara of when is considered the koimitz to be consumed, when is it considered muktar. Maybe said Mati Shirayim Ba'achilei Rav Chanina Oimim Shemoshel Ba'asaur Rav Yechama. Does it have to be on fire? Does it have to be lit b'miktzosoy? Or does it have to be burnt up? I.e. that roivavit, rubi kekuloi, is already burnt up. That's machlokes amiroim. The Rishash over here raises a kasha, which is based on our understanding, our basic ideas of the last 20 blot of Menachos. There's a Gemara in Daf Tes that talks according to Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish about Nechsa Shirayim Bein HaKoimitz Bein HaKmitzo Bein HaKtoro. There's a problem. According to Rish Lakish, the Mincha is rendered possible. If the Shirayim is Nechsa, becomes missing somewhat between the Kmitzo and between the HaKtoro, the HaKtoro HaKoimitz in that case certainly is not matter. According to Rish Lakish, the Mincha is possible. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mincha is a kosher Mincha, but it's not matter the Shirayim. The Rishash wants to know every single time. We need this Gemara, Hare and Av Chav Gimel. Not every single time. The Gemara and Chav Gimel says that in the Sarv Kumtze B'Shireo, you can be Makdir, the whole thing can be Mukhtar together. You don't know where's the Kmitza and what's the rest of it. It's all mixed together. So you be Makdir the whole thing. You don't have to be Makdir the whole thing, but if you Makdir the whole thing, it doesn't pass it up. At least Yotzi Dechavasi, then there's nothing left to eat. So, the Rishash says, if you're burning up the whole thing, by definition, when the fire lights on, it's not just when you light the fire. Some of it has to be burnt up. If some of it or rov of it has to be burnt up, by definition, some of the Shirayim is going to be burnt up also. Before you yoytze the din of Aktora, it comes out that Shirayim is next. If Shirayim is next, you don't have a kosher carbon mincha. How could it be that you could have a case where by burning the koimitz, the kmitza, you're also going to burn up part of the Shirayim, you're going to be machzir, you're going to be missing part of the Shirayim, and still the halacha is that the Haktora will be matir the Shirayim. How does it work? Now the Rishash happens to be the Ask the Kasha on Rish Lakish that holds that Nechsar Shirayim ben HaKoimitz ubein HaKtoro, so the Mincha is rendered possible. It says for sure something is going to be missing. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, L'chayri, could be myself, even according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds that the Mincha will be valid, but what happens, now, you'll ask Lamashal, the Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not Matir. The Koimitz in that case, Benechse Shirayim is not Matir Shirayim L'chayri? No! So you'll say the Shirayim over here, not with L'chayri. But let's ask it a little bit differently. Let's use the Rishash's Kasha, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and say, don't you have to be Choshish, that before Roiv of the Kmitz, you don't know what's the Kmitz and what's the Shirayim. Before Roiv of the Kmitza gets burnt up, before it's Tatsbots or Beruba, that the whole Shirayim will get burnt up, in which case, certainly that's called the Nana Shirayim is left. They have the regular din of where the Shirayim is missing, so there's no matter, similar to Main Basa and Dam. So that would be Shrei, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Kasha is more straightforward under Rish Lakish, but the Kasha begs a basic definition that the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chanina has nothing to do with the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlok Jean Daftes of when you're mekayim the din of Haktoro, that after that the next Shirayim would be a problem. That's the L'chore has to be the way to tackle this issue. L'chore, the Biskirov already dealt, even though he didn't tackle the Kasha from this direction, but L'chore, he already provided us with a sense of direction, a Hagdoro, that really splits up the noise into two, and that really answer the problem. The way the Biskirov understands, he brings examples, Gemara later on in Menachos, that's Mavur, that Moshla Ho'or Berubo, Moshla Or without being Beroiv, Moshla Or is enough b'miktzosa, let's say for carbon oimer, if it went on fire, it was huktar, during the day of the Avos carbon oimer, but it was not yatzis or beruba until motzi, the day yom hanev, it's kosher, it's not a problem. Keteris also, there are rayas, that by keteris also, the shear of how much has to be by yom, is only the amount of Moshla Ba'ur. But Yatzitz Ha'ur Beruba does not have to take place till at night, even though L'chor that has to be done by day. So Biskirov explains that there's really two definitions going on over here. The Maisa Hakrov, if you want to know when it's called, you did the Maisa Haktorah. When was that Kmitza, or that Ktoris, or that Karbon Omer, when is it called that the Maisa Hakrov was done? We discussed in the previous share, is it called that the whole doing is already done as soon as you light the fire. But Al Kaponim, when is it called that it's already done? That Ktorah, that Krov is already done when it catches fire. That's already called that the whole doing already lies in the first second. You don't have to wait till the whole thing is burnt up. Legabi, what does Rabbi Yochanan say that's not considered huktar until Rov is burnt up? Legabi Hetishirayim, meaning say the Biskurov explains, that the Hetishirayim that's created by the Kmitza for the rest of the Korban Mincha is not that when you do a Maisa Haktorah, that's not like similar to a Maisa Zrika. The Maisa Zrika, the first second, it's already Matir, the Murim, it's already Matir, the Basal Achilu. That's the way the Zrika works. But by Haktorah as Kaimit, the act of Haktorah itself will not be Matir. Even though the Haktorah is a matter like Zrika, it's similar to Zrika, but there's another Chelik also. Since the Kaimitz and the Shirayim are one Karban Mincha, let's say we explained countless times in the Sugis of Pigel, that one of the differences between a Zevach and a Mincha, Karban of a Behema, with a Karban Mincha is that by a Karban, by a Zevach, the Dam and the Bosser, the Chelik Adam, that's the Shchit Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, and the Chelik HaBosser of the Emurim, the Achilas Odom, the Chilas Mizbech, are really two separate parts. You don't need to make a Maisa Avodah to be mafish between the two. The Dam is the Dam, the Bosser is the Bosser. But by Mincha, the Shirayim and the Kremitz are really one and the same. Which is why Nechsa Shirayim, there's a problem in the Matir of Akhtaras and Kremitz. Because it's one carbon, it's like one carbon that went missing. You don't have a problem if some of the basar is missing between the shkita and the zrika. It doesn't affect the avodas adam by a carbon. By mincha it does. The same way is also not enough the maisa krova of the koimitz on the mizbeach to be matir the shirayim la'achilu. Why? Because the Biskurov doesn't say this, we're adding this knej. It's not enough the maisa haktorah. You need that chelik of the mincha, the same way you want there should be a heter achilo in the shirayim, it has to be in the, so to speak, not the act of akrovo, but in the cheftza of the mincha, in the cheftza of the koimitz, it has to be huktar. It's not enough that a haktoro was done to the kmitza, with the kmitza, by the kmitza, al yidei the koin. You need, in order to be mati shirayim, that the part of the mizbeah, the part of the mincha that goes up on the mizbeach already has to be nechal. There's dachilas mizbeach and there's dachilas odom. Dachilas odom is only mutter by kmitza when the koimitz was already eaten. When is it called it's already eaten? Not when it goes on fire, when it's already burnt up. Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish that piece only in the definition of when it was called it was eaten. Al yidei the eish. Achilas eish, achilas mizbeach, we described in one of the previous shiur. But not in the Maisa Avodah. The Maisa Avodah is certainly by Moshe Lor, which is why the process of the being eaten, the Achilas HaMizbeach, could take place theoretically by night, like we said. A slightly different direction of answering this question, but really the point is the same, is discussed the Eben HaOzel's Medayik in the Loshon of the Rambam, in Psulim Gdosh and Perikud Gimel Alok Avol. The Rambam says over there that the Koimitz is the Seder Avodah is Legabi Machshavos, the Rambam says, when are the four avoidos that a person can be mechashiv? Shalei lishma, pigel, kmitza, kabbalah b'kli, hoylocha, and zrika, which is the aktara. The Rambam defines the aktara, which in one, the mais avoidah, that one can be mefagel or make a pasul b'machshav shalei lishma, as zrika aloesh. He doesn't talk about it being burnt up. Why is that? The mais avoidah is the actual throwing it on the esh. The being burnt up is a kium in that part, which has to be nechal mizbech in order to facilitate the heter of achilas odom. So it's really two different dinim. One din is a din in the maisa avodah. The maisa avodah, the maisa haktorah, is as soon as it's put on the fire, as soon as it goes on fire. The definition of when is it eaten, so to speak, by the mizbech, by the esh, that's only when it's eaten berubah. That's the chiddush din of Rabbi Yochanan. We might want to make a comparison to these two distinctions by bringing up a different din. The din of Mein Basar and Dam that we've met up with in the Sugis of Pigel, We have by also over here in the Mishnah also, if Lindishtair, so Mamela, we have the klal of if nothing's left of the chelik and echolim, so then the Avedis Adam doesn't work, the same thing as by Karb Midchel. The shear of a main bosser in dam is because clearly in the Gemara and the Rambam, the shear of when it's called that Lindishtair, anything to be eaten, is Bekezayis. You need a Kezayis of Bosser in order that the dam should do its thing, that there should be a kaporo ayden dam. Despite the fact that we have by us in the Anomid base, we have the Mandam Yesh Lak Torah Pachs Mikazayis. One Mandam holds that there is a Maisak Torah Pachs Mikazayis. How do we cover those two things? On the one hand, Yesh Lak Torah Pachs Mikazayis. On the other hand, there's a shear of Kezayis. Doesn't say any place in that story in a Machloikis that the shear of Kezayis that's necessary for the din of Bosa of the Dam. The Bosa Anitra Yedin, the Dam Hamatir. Nobody argues that the shear is Bekezayis. The answer is that when we're dealing with the din of Bosa and Dam, we're dealing with, by definition, is this a carbon with is what to be eaten. When we talk about what to be eaten, we're talking about the Dabar Choshuv, it's not the thing itself, that's Bekezayis. It could very well be that a Maisa Haktor, an act of Haktor, of Avoidas Haktor, could be Bepachas Bekezayis. But when is it called that there's something left of the carbon that's already a Dabar Choshuv, that there's what to eat over there? When is it called what to eat? When there's enough that's called with the Cheshivas what to eat. When is that? That's only Bekezayis. That's another distinction between these two points.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.